This is Short Take, a German Films podcast. In 2006, David Cross made his acting debut in Detlef Buck's Knallhart. He went on to star in Marco Kreuzpaintner's adaptation of Krabat, as well as the award-nominated literary adaptation The Reader by Stephen Daldry with Kate Winslet, which received an Oscar nomination. In 2009, David was named the German shooting star at the Berlinale. He then continued to feature in major theatrical films directed by Steven Spielberg, Markus Goller, Markus Rosenmüller, and Leander Hausmann, to name but a few. David can also be seen on Netflix as a real estate fraudster in Betonrausch and in the internationally successful thriller Prey. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, David. Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun. If you're ready, let's dive right in.
Let's go.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I would say sun, and sun.
Okay. May I deduce that you are on vacation?
Not really. One could imagine that I am, but I just arrived in Italy for a film shoot. Mm-hmm. The weather is amazing. We've been to the beach yesterday. It's one of those projects where it's difficult to say if I'm working or on a holiday.
So the best kind of project. What is your favorite way to spend time?
I would say at the seaside, because as I said, we were at the beach yesterday, and it's just a very special atmosphere being at the sea, and having that horizon gives you a different perspective. So I would say at the seaside.
Do you have a guilty pleasure?
It's a funny one. It's buying too many mattresses. I was on the search for the perfect mattress and got into it, and I couldn't stop buying mattresses to find the perfect one, because when you're traveling and you are staying in different hotels, you experience different mattresses, and some are better, some are worse. And for my home, I wanted to have the perfect one, so I got really addicted to buying mattresses.
Well, to be fair, it's an important purchase, so. What is or was the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't necessarily have to be film related, but of course it can be.
For me, it's shooting the film My Brother Simple, where I play a mentally challenged boy, and it's kind of a road trip with his brother. And it was a very challenging role, but it got so much back to me, and I really got something out of it, and it was a very special experience, I still take things out of it that I've learned in this time, and it was I think it was one of the most special jobs that I've done.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
Loyalty.
What is your favorite food? Can be German, doesn't have to be German.
My favorite German food is actually the Bavarian breakfast, which is these white sausages, pretzel, and wheat beer.
If you weren't an actor, what would you be?
Good question. Next question, please.
All right. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Surfing.
That's a first. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And not necessarily as an actor, as a working actor, but maybe also as an audience member.
I think for me, the first movie related memory is sitting the first time in the cinema as a young kid and watching The Lion King and being just really stoked. The whole experience was just something that really stuck to me. And it was so special, even also this event of going to a different place and sitting there with other people. And it's not something that you do at home. It's something that you go to a different place and that you're looking forward to it. You get excited and really this feeling of an event that really is cinema still for me today, where you pick a film and you're excited to see that special film, and then you watch it with different people.
Yeah, that is a very, very special thing. What was the last book you read, or maybe still read?
I still read it. It's a book about Europe in the period of 1900 until 1914, just before the First World War. And it's very interesting and scary at times to see the comparison to nowadays. And it's a very, very interesting book, yeah.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
No.
What is the next, maybe German, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch?
I think it's All Quiet on the Western Front. Also, because it's just a really fantastic book, and to make that remake is a wonderful decision, and I'm very excited to see that film.
Okay, now it's getting a little bit personal. What do you like most about yourself?
Discipline. I can be very disciplined and very focused.
What do you dislike about yourself?
The opposite. Laziness. I can be very lazy as well.
Which random thing makes you happy?
The feeling of a perfect mattress.
Do you have a life motto, or maybe a motto in general?
No, I don't really have a life motto or a motto I live by. For me, it's more like every year has a different motto, I have the feeling. So there's different topics in every year that I kind of focus on or try to put my mind to. And I think this year it would definitely be bravery. Try to get out of the comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And try not to try to be in the safe zone all the time, you know, to push the boundaries and to take risk. And I think that would be definitely this year's topic.
Sounds like a really good plan, I have to say. So we're already at the last question, which is a little bit tricky for you to answer, I think, because it's who would play you in a film or series about your life? But maybe you have an idea.
I think my little brother would be perfect. He's seven years younger than me, but now when I sometimes look at him and I can really see myself sometimes in different situations, and which is such a weird feeling. Mm-hmm. I think he would be the perfect actor to play me.
That's the perfect answer for the last question, I would say. And that was it. Thank you for joining us today, David.
Thank you so much for having me. That was a lot of fun.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.